Hi everyone, welcome to today's video where we're diving into the world of semi-hollow body electric guitars. I've got two fantastic options lined up for you. I've had a play through these. One is the Ibanez AM93QM AYS, that rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? And the Epiphone Sheraton 2 Pro in the vintage Sunburst. You probably class that they're both in that pattern as well. I'd like to thank GuitarWorks for letting me use and borrow these guitars to do a demo for you. They ship nationwide across Canada for free, so check out their stuff. They're great guys and they always are happy to collaborate with me on this stuff. So I'll be comparing these two beauties and finding out which one might be your next favorite if you're in this line of guitars and looking for one. But first, let's kick things off. Rather than rambling on about specs, I'll go through that in a bit with a quick audio demo to give you a taste of what's in store. Now, let's start with the story of the Ibanez AM93QM AYS. This guitar's history dates back to the early 80s when Ibanez first introduced it. It's been around that long, so 40 odd years. It's smaller in size compared to some semi-hollow bodies, but don't let that fool you. It's, as you maybe heard in the audio demo, it offers like a warm, punchy tone with an abundant kind of sustain that you get. What I think sets it apart from other ones in the market and why I picked this as one of the comparison models is the compact design, making it a great choice for those more accustomed to solid body kind of electric styles. It's definitely a smaller feel and look compared to the Sheraton. So let's take a closer look at the specs of this one just briefly. So the Ibanez AM93QM AYS features a three-piece Nyato maple neck, which is, it sits very nice in the hands. It's very sturdy, rock solid for the price of the guitar. I think that's really kind of positive. It reminds me of the kind of Wolfgang guitar that I'd reviewed not that long ago. Very solid, and that fits nice in the hands when you're slightly larger. It's a little bit wider neck, I would say. Then it's more akin to like a Les Paul maybe. And the neck kind of provides that rich mid-low end and excellent kind of resonance. The Makassar ebony fretboard offers tight lows and kind of a mid-range punch that you get from the ebony sound. Quick response, it's kind of easy to move up and down, but not too easy that you're sliding all over the place like a full maple neck. I find that these kind of medium-sized frets that come with gives enhanced note accuracy, kind of that middle ground, not too jumbo, not too small. And Super 58 pickups, which are known for their moderate output and vintage kind of tone. The hardware includes a Gibraltar Performer bridge and a quick change 3 tailpiece for faster and easier string changing. So now we've covered the story and the specs, let's dive into a detailed playthrough of the Ibanez. We'll explore the Super 58 pickups, showcasing both clean and dirty and maybe even heavier metal tones. So let's start with the bridge pickup first and just strum some clean chords. The middle, which is both pickups together. Onto the neck pickup. Now it's some more like crunchy tones. I'm going to start with the bridge pickup first. Position two pickups. Onto the neck pickup. Okay, so we'll go to some higher gain tones now. the middle position with the two pickups. Neck pickup. So vast array of tones you can get this one. I love the playability of it. It's very nice in the hands. Like, it can do beautiful jazz tones all the way through to crunch to metal tones if you really want to go there, and heavy hard rock. Very versatile. I really like the fact that this is like a little bit smaller in the hands. Solid tuning stability is really good. I think some people had said online that the fret width might not have been perfect, but you know, to be honest, this guitar retails for like less than $1,000. So it's definitely worth looking at and considering for your hollow body. So next onto the Sheraton. Next we have the Epiphone Sheraton 2 Pro. This guitar is an icon in its own right, hailed by legends like John Lee Hooker. Its story kind of goes back to the 50s, and it's been celebrated for its kind of combination of superior tone and exquisite perloid and abalone inlays. Originally released in 1959, would you believe, this semi-hollow body features a laminated maple body with signature vintage sunburst finished. The handset five-piece laminated hard maple walnut neck offers a 24.75-inch scale with a rosewood fingerboard, so slightly different to the Ibanez. The Pro Booker humbuckers are its heart, really, and they come with coil tapping via individual volume controls for the versatile tone combinations that you can get with all the pickup variations here, which is quite a nice little addition to have there. It's quite a simple mod, and I don't know why more companies don't do it with every model. This also boasts elegant gold hardware, including Loctone Tune-O-Matic Bridge and Gold Grover Rotomatic machine heads. So let's switch to a detailed playthrough of the Epiphone Sheraton 2 Pro. We'll explore the Pro Booker pickups and their clean and dirty tones and through to high gain as well. Start with the clean sound on the bridge pickup first. To the middle, which is the both pickups together. Onto the neck pickup. So we'll split that coil on the neck pickup here. Let's get more of that single coil kind of sound. Bits of the bridge and do the same. It's not quite a single coil sound and trickle. It sounds a little bit thinner than that, I find with these things. So that's the clean sound. Let's go to crunch on the bridge pickup here with everything full whack. Thank you. middle pickup. Single coil here on the bridge pickup. Same again on the neck pickup. Pop that. So high gain now onto the bridge pickup. Now onto the middle, so both pickups there. Neck pickup. Just last minute kind of pop bridge, see what that sounds like again. It's actually a very passable single coil tone, even at high gain, which is great. It's the middle pickup both together. It's a tough choice, but I'll give you my verdict. So I think both are very good guitars, a solid choice in this kind of price range. I think if I was to pick one, I think that the Ibanez just spoke to me more. It had like a better, more well-rounded low end to it, for sure. I found that both of them play pretty similarly. I think the finishing on the Epiphone may be a little bit nicer in parts. But like in terms of tone and sound, I think the Ibanez just had the edge for me. But you'd be happy with both of them for sure. Or either of them, I should say. I think It's interesting when these brands come out and about, because the Ibanez is like a bit of a quiet one in terms of the main brands. You know, you think Gibson, Epiphone, Fender, PRS, in that kind of bracket of makers, and Ibanez is always there in the background, but it's kind of unspoken and under kind of represented, I think. So they're very similar looking guitars. You could probably mistake them for each other. Just the Ibanez has got a little bit more of a quirky kind of look to it, with slightly bigger F holes. I think I prefer, yeah, the Ibanez has the edge for me. The other thing that was a bit weird was I found that the tuning on the Epiphone took a little bit more to get going and stable. It was a little bit all over the place when it was first out and playing with from fresh, but you can get that with strings. Whereas the Ibanez just seemed to stay a lot more solid throughout playing, which is, you know, interesting to kind of see. The Ibanez is slightly cheaper than the Epiphone, but very, very similar. Like you can even see on the back, they're kind of very similar, slightly different designs. This one's got more of a quilt to it on the Ibanez. This one's more kind of a straight kind of ES335 looking ones. So it's interesting, but both very good guitars in the price range. I was surprised by how open and true and they rang clearly, and it was kind of not muddied sound too much. I think when it really got to dirt and crunch, the Ibanez really had more of that kind of clarity to it when you really pushed it. So I think that one kind of had the edge for me. But you'll have to go in and have a play yourself to see what you think. So thanks for joining me in this guitar showdown today. Whether you lean towards the Ibanez or the Epiphone, you're in for a great playing experience and you won't be disappointed with either. So don't forget to share your thoughts in the comments below and hit that like button and subscribe. I know that sounds really, really cheesy, but it really helps the channel grow. And I appreciate any comments and suggestions you get down below. Even people that have thought about buying this guitar, who bought it, and let us know what it feels like, because I can only test this so far with the short time I have it. So if you can actually have experience with it and give some more details of how it is, I find both of these guitars would really benefit from a setup. Like most guitars, I would recommend take it to someone when you buy it and get it set up properly, because the factories only take it so far rather than a professional. But yeah, both worthy of your time. So until next time, keep strumming and keep rocking. Thanks everyone. See you soon.